to give credits for that song though. It's not made by me. It's from Soundroll. You can go to upbeat.io and look for the artist called Soundroll. The song's name is That Groove. So I just want to give credits to the proper creator. Now coming to the video, we're going to be talking about some more cryptographic stuff. And if you read the title, it's about Kirchhoff's principle. I'm pretty sure that's not how it's pronounced because his full name is Auguste Kirchhoff's von Neuwirth. Yeah, I'm not going to butcher the rest of his name, but he was a Dutch linguist. Apparently, he stated a principle in 1883 in his book called La Cryptographie Militaire. I'm pretty sure I'm butchering that name too. Enough butchering. but the principle is super interesting, which said that the security of a crypto system must not depend on keeping secret the crypto algorithm. The security depends only on keeping secret the key. So in cryptography, you basically encrypt a message and then later decrypt it. How you encrypt it is through an algorithm. And for that algorithm, you need something called a key. So before the message is encrypted, it's called the plain text. And after you encrypt the message, it's called a ciphertext. That's all you need to know, basically. What Kirchhoff's... I'm sorry if I'm butchering his name again. But what he's saying is that no algorithm should be kept a secret. Instead, a key should be kept a secret. And to understand this, we're going to be using an analogy for this of a lock and a key, where the mechanism of the lock should not be kept a secret to anyone, or you should just assume that everybody knows how a lock works. By the way, how a lock works, this is a tangent, but how they work is actually pretty interesting. Do watch a YouTube video or something on it. But yeah, coming back, where the mechanism of the lock should not be kept a secret, but the key you're using to unlock the lock, that should only be with you. And ideally with the person that you're sending the message to be able to decrypt the ciphertext with the help of their key. So that's what this principle is. In fact, there is two systems in cryptography. One is called symmetric and the other is called asymmetric. The symmetric is where you would use one key. So the sender and the receiver would have the same key to be able to convert the ciphertext into the original plain text that was there. But in asymmetric keys, you have, well, two keys. One is a public key and one is a private key. A public key is basically, imagine a key that everyone has access to. And then a private key is basically a key that's only with you. No one, I mean, ideally no one should have it. It's very important. So you would encrypt messages with the help of a private key. And then this is, I'm talking about a particular algorithm. I think it's called the RS algorithm. I'm not too sure about that. But basically what would happen is you would use your private key to encrypt the message, then send it over to whoever is receiving the message, and the receiver, with the help of their private key, would use your public key to encrypt the message that you sent. So two different people would have two different public keys and two different private keys for their own thing. So yeah, that's basically Kirchhoff's principle, where you don't keep the algorithm the secret. Instead, you keep the key a secret. Anyway, that's it for this episode. I hope to see you in the next one. And of course, cue the fancy new outro audio now.